Listen to Lisa and Tim talking about cutting and non-cutting operations.
We're learning about so many different technical operations in vocational school at the moment.
Yes, you're right. Take cutting operations, for instance. We've learned to separate them into two different processes. Do you remember what they are?
Easy. Cutting and non-cutting operations.
That's right. And do you know the difference between these two?
Of course. Cutting operations produce chips during the operation. Non-cutting operations don't.
What different cutting operations do you know? Give me some examples.
Is this a test?
No, not really. But I'm interested in how many different cutting operations you can list.
Okay, then. Drilling, milling, turning, and sawing are cutting operations by using geometrically defined cutting edges. Grinding and lapping are also cutting operations, but by using geometrically undefined cutting edges.
Very impressive. I noticed that you've paid attention in vocational school.
And what about you? What examples of non-cutting operations do you know? Let's hear from you now.
That's easy. Stamping, scissoring, and punching are typical non-cutting operations. Furthermore, water jet cutting, laser cutting, and etching. No chips are produced during the operation.
I see you've also been paying attention to your lessons in vocational school, Tim. Well done! By the way, I really love water jet cutting. Would be great to learn more about it.